Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Is this the fall of dust underneath my...
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. And that's my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you go there and use it to your advantage. If you put Small Business Advocate on the end of Facebook.com, you'll find my fan page. And put Jim Blasingame on the end of Twitter.com, and you'll find me on Twitter. And so check it out. We're all over the place. We're here to help you. That's our goal, has been now for 13 and a half years, is to do everything we can to help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. And we'll follow you home. If you got something, if we're doing something you like and you'd like to have more of it, we'll follow you home. Lots of different ways there, including our newsletter. And don't forget to take my poll question right there, the one we ask every week on the homepage. Jeremy Kubitschek is our guest. Jeremy is the author of Leadership is Dead. He's the president of Giant and Giant Impact. And Jeremy, tell us a little bit about your company, please.
Yeah, our focus is to change the culture of leadership in America. We're trying to do that through large events like the Chick-fil-A LeaderCast we just held, through events like Catalyst and conferences that we own and lead, and through resources and publishing and leader development within companies.
Right. You say publishing. Tell us about the publishing.
Well, we do a number of different resources that are focused on helping the everyday leader, and those resources are found on giantimpact.com or leadershipisdead.com.
Okay, and that's where they can find the book, too.
That's right.
And it's available wherever books are sold. When is it out? Right now? Just now?
Yeah, it just came out this last week.
Okay.
So it's out in Barnes & Noble, Amazon, so forth.
So check it out, folks. Leadership is Dead, How Influence is Reviving It. Jeremy, talk to us about what can small business owners do? Look, I've written about this, I've talked about this. I tell anybody who will listen, if you want to see real leadership, if you want to see real visceral courage, if you want to see ethics being practiced, if you want to see values on display, go to Main Street and watch small business owners. Small business owners, I'll be honest with you, we're not perfect, Jeremy, but I'm telling you, we don't need somebody to come down and preach to us about leadership. We need somebody to come down and help us leverage the leadership that you find here.
Well, I grew up, my mom had two flower shops, so I grew up in the floral business. And I watched my mom did an unbelievable job with relationships, and it really starts there. We all know it, and that's the core of a good small business. And so one of the things I talk about is pursue relationships before opportunities. And it's such a subtle shift, but I experience this every day. I just worked with a group last week that were such an opportunity-driven organization that they weren't establishing the DNA relationship first.
Mm-hmm.
And we just don't have anything to do with them.
Transactional.
So it's very transactional. And the best small business owners, the insurance sales groups or the groups that have to do lots of different sales, they understand the power of relationship and referral and what that looks like. And I think that's a core component that Wall Street can learn about from small business in Washington as well. So that's one. But the deeper level would be this: how do you give yourself away for somebody else? And if you work through your agenda issues and your intent, and you truly give yourself for the benefit of other people, you'll get more than you can ever imagine. Not what you do it for, but it's those leaders who will give themselves. It builds an amazing heritage or amazing legacy of a company. Or a small business.
My friend Ivan Meisner says, givers gain.
That's right. That's right. And again, it's a lifestyle. And I think that's what I'm trying to bring up.
But it requires subordination. And that's not something that's easy for some people to do. The idea of deferring your gratification to subordinate it to others and to get yours on the other end, it has a fight with ego, doesn't it?
Well, and that's why I bring up self-preservation, because there's natural fears that we're afraid of losing certain things. when you can break through those walls and really understand and not be afraid of losing what you're afraid of, if you can get comfortable with that, then you can start giving more.
Mm-hmm.
You'll start receiving more. It's a paradox, and it takes really a lot of trial and error.
Well, I think it was, I've forgotten which one of the great philosophers said, the greatest life is to live, the greatest way to live your life is to be in reality what you appear to be.
Mm-hmm.
And if that's, to me, that's the key. And leadership is, the great leaders don't just lead, they create leaders, don't they?
That's right.
They spawn leaders.
It's apprenticeship in the truest form. And so our philosophy is you have to be intentional. And so we get really creative and really intentional about our leadership. So it just doesn't happen. And so in relationships, we look at what would surprise people.
Mm-hmm.
What are the things we can do? So if we send notes out, we send it out in a different way. We host people in our house when we have vendors, people that come stay with us. They live with us, or they come stay with us for a while. You know, we do things that are more relational than others are expecting,
right?
And it just surprises people.
Yeah, and Jeremy, we've got a lot more to learn from you. Will you come back?
I'd love to. Sure, well, Jim.
Give us the website again, please.
Yeah, leadershipisdead.com.
All right, check it out, folks. Jeremy Kubicek, Kubicek. Jeremy, come back again real soon. We got more to talk about.
Thanks, sir.
Thank you and congratulations on the book. Quick break. Stay with me 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.